Three-time Grammy-winning folk pop singer-songwriter Sarah McLachlan is best known for her emotional ballads, including I Will Remember You,
I Will Remember You,
Sweet Surrender,
Building a Mystery,
and Angel. She founded the concert festival Lilith Fair and has sold over 40 million albums worldwide. She'll perform this Sunday night at 7:30 at UPAC in Kingston for a rare chance to catch her full band show in an intimate theater setting. It is a great pleasure to welcome Sarah McLachlan to the roundtable this morning. Sarah, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Very nice to have you aboard. What is it like going out and tour this time of year?
Well, you know, I get to throw a couple Christmas songs in.
Sure.
That's always fun.
You have a great Christmas album.
Thank you. I'm actually working on a new one as well.
What is it that you enjoy about that process?
Making a Christmas record?
Yes.
Or a record in general?
Let's go with Christmas.
Christmas record is, the songs are already written. And that's such a huge, huge piece for me. Now, that being said, these songs have also been done hundreds of times. So the real tricky part is, figuring out a way to do them that's a little unique and different.
So you listen to a song and think, okay, I can give this something. I can put my stamp on this.
That's the hope, yeah.
Yeah. And when it's just you, when it's you doing the writing and the song, and it's you have much more freedom. I assume there is a great joy that comes with that, of there's a blank slate and you can create what you want.
Yeah, there's a freedom, there's a joy and a relief when it's finished. The process for me is it's quite lonely and isolated, and certainly not the easiest thing to do, but I guess when it's finished, yeah, there's a sense of relief and pride that I feel like I did the best job I could. But truly, for me, the real joy of music is performing and singing it.
Does it have to be a lonely process?
It doesn't have to be, but I think I find most things that you do when you have to mine your own feelings and figure stuff out, it is a lonely process. And lonely maybe is not the right word, but it's you're on your own with it, and you sort of have to figure it
right.
out. And I guess that's the interesting part too, is that you sort of figure out what you're made of, what you're capable of, when you're left to your own resources to work through something.
Well, just what you just said of mining your feelings. I mean, that's a hell of a process.
It is, yeah. It's it takes a lot of time to figure out what it is you're really thinking, how you're feeling, and how best to relate it. I mean, communication is such a tricky beast. I know that I usually have to, if something is brewing, my first thing is to, okay, I'm going to go be by myself for a little while and make sure I know exactly where this is coming from before I start blaming anybody else. Same with songwriting,
And as you said, the great joy comes in sharing it. So when you share it, what do you get in return, and what do you learn about the work? What do you learn about what you have mined?
I think there's a real sense of being part of something bigger than myself in those moments, and being connected in a way that I yearn for. To me, making music and performing, it's the closest thing to church that I know. Being in a community, sharing your ideas, sharing your feelings, and doing it in a way that seems to have a positive impact on others. And in that connection, there's such an amazing energy that flows back and forth. And it, you know, it's hard to define what other people are getting out of that necessarily, except that, you know, they clap usually afterwards. So I think, okay, they seem to be enjoying it. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people before and after the show saying, you know, this song has really, really helped me in a certain way. It took me, brought me through a very difficult situation. And so those kind of stories that people tell me are such great validation for me as an artist, you know, to know something that I've created has gone out there into the world and helped someone in some small way.
One of the things I mentioned in the introduction was, of course, Lilith Fair. You have to be proud of that, of accomplishing that. Yes.
Immensely. But, you know, that was a team effort.
Sure.
That was not me. That was me and everybody else coming together and making the decision to do that.
And what did you want to accomplish?
I think exactly that. Everybody coming together and breaking down the, particularly in those times, the barriers and the ideas that women were all in competition with each other. And I suppose in some way we were, but I don't think us as artists typically thought about it that way. I remember going to a radio station, they're saying, oh, we can't add you. We added Tori Amos this week, or, you know, we added Sinead this week, so we can't add you. Sort of insinuating that we all sounded the same. You know, we were all doing the same thing. And
yeah.
I just found that, you know, deeply insulting. I think coming together as artists and proving that you could have another women artist on the same bill and you could play two women back-to-back on the radio at the same time and people wouldn't turn away. You know, it was actually embraced, and I think it was very pleasing to be able to change some of those old-school attitudes within the industry. But more importantly, for us as artists, to come together and share our stories, share our music. I mean, it was a joy every night to go and see all these artists. I got to play with a ton of them, which was, you know, for me, the funnest part, for sure.
Do you feel that you have changed anything in the sense? Because many would look at the music industry now and say, well, it's as tough for women as it has been.
Yeah, you know, I think things are cyclical. And it did feel when Lilith finished in 99, the door sort of slammed shut, and all of a sudden there were all these boy bands and girl bands and bubblegum pop. And but, you know, I think a lot of those artists endured and continue to make music. I don't think any of us should ever assume that we're going to have that measure of success at all, much less for years. And I think, you know, there's ebbs and flows to what we're able to manage and create and the success of it. And I do believe that, you know, attitudes were slightly changed. And in particular, the attitudes of the young girls who were there at the show, because we showed them that women can do anything. And I think back then there was still, you know, maybe that wasn't quite so prevalent. There weren't a lot of women CEOs. I mean, certainly now things are slowly shifting and there's such a focus on women in industry, women in business, in all different facets of politics. So we're seeing a slow change. And because there's so much conversation about it, I think the expectation is that it's going to continue to grow and advance. And I think those conversations are so important to continue to have and to continue to be vigilant to pursue and push through to make sure that nothing goes back the other direction. You know, we have to keep pushing for ourselves. We have to continue to be feminists.
You'll be performing at UPAC on Sunday night at 7:30. What can people expect from the show?
Well, I have a fantastic band. I think we're going to be doing a lot of new stuff, a lot of old stuff. I'm going to throw in some Christmas songs. And hopefully there'll be something in it for everybody. I'm really excited. I book these shows because I miss my band terribly. And I miss playing live. And it's such a joy and so much fun. So I'm looking forward to putting on a great show.
Sarah McLachlan will be performing on Sunday, November 29th at 7:30 at the Ulster Performing Arts Center, UPAC, in Kingston, New York. You can find out more information about the show by going to bardavon.org, bardavon.org. Sarah McLachlan, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and have a great trip to Kingston.
Thank you.
Again, Sarah McLachlan at UPAC on Sunday, November 29th at 7:30. You can find out more by going to bardavon.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
So this is Christmas.